My name is Celine Salceda, Salemsaucedea, and I'm recording an interview with
Dalanisa Coronado, Dalanisa Coronado.
And my name is Ariela Coronado, Zariela Coronado.
Can y'all share with us where y'all coming from? Where are you coming from?
Kingsville.
Kingsville, we live here.
The date is September 28, 2024, and we're conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. To begin, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales, to me, it just means, like, it's just that season of tamales. It's fall time. We're getting into the fall. That's when tamales are being made. It's almost, like, the holidays, getting in preparation for the holidays.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it just means that it's coming around, tamale season. Grandma, she's about to make some tamales for us.
Do you have any special memories that you can share with us about tamales or traditions that you have like that?
We usually just eat them like for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, mainly Christmas. My grandma makes a lot, and she'll usually come and she'll be like, oh, brought you a cake, or like brought you a whole stack or whatever. And then you also Delia's Tamales, because mm-hmm. when we were in high school, we would always do this fundraiser with Delia's Tamales. So we would package them, and then we would put them in their own separate baggies to take it to the other families that had ordered it.
Do you have any special memories of that one?
No, just that, like, memories of my grandma. She just comes by, oh, I made you tamales. I'm like, oh, thank you, grandma.
I think tamales remind us of grandma. Do you or your family have any traditions of making tamales or eating them?
I guess it would just be around the time when she said the fundraiser that we used to do for high school. We would order the tamales as well and then have them eat them, like, after the fundraiser.
Yeah, but we usually don't make them. Yeah.
No? Mm-mm. Yeah. Oh. Is there a particular person you associate tamales with?
Her grandma.
And when do you usually eat tamales, guys? Is it like an all-year thing, or is it like only specified holidays? Like, only holidays?
I think it's only in the fall. Yeah, only in the fall. We don't really have them in the spring.
Yeah, or the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how do you eat tamales? Like, what's your favorite way of, like, the dish? What do you like to pair them with?
I just eat them plain.
I like it with cream cheese. So, like, if it doesn't already have cream cheese in it, I'll take out a side of cream cheese, and I'll eat it with the cream cheese.
I think the weirdest one I've gotten today has been ketchup.
Oh, yes, yeah, some people eat that. Them with ketchup.
Yeah, they eat it with ketchup, which I've tasted it. It's okay, but, like, cream cheese is better.
How do you guys prepare tamales? Is there a specific recipe you guys like to follow, or family tradition?
We haven't brought in on the family secret of tamales yet.
Yeah.
I just know that she makes a big thing of masa and then, like, does it really fast and then puts them in a big giant
bowl,
round bowl, and cooks it all together. My grandma.
Yeah. Do you know where she gets her ingredients, or where she, like, likes to use, what she likes to use?
I bet she goes to Progreso. She goes to the border a lot. So, either Progreso or H-E-B.
Do you know anything? I mean, we talked about utensils, like kitchen utensils. You know what tools specifically she uses?
Probably a fork to spread the masa. And then,
I would say mainly her hands, though.
Yeah, she uses her hands.
To fold and...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you purchase tamales, do you have any traditions with purchasing tamales? Or where do you purchase them from?
If we buy them, we usually get them from Delia's Tamales. But if we don't buy them, our grandma gives them to us.
Yeah.
how do you serve the tamales? How does she usually serve them to you? Like when she gives you, when she's feeding you guys, does she have like something like a hot drink or anything she likes to pair them with?
Nothing in particular. Yeah. She just gives us like a dozen wrapped in foil. Here you go.
And then we'll just open it up and then we'll put them on a plate. Or if they're cold, we'll put them in a Ziploc bag and then microwave them.
So it doesn't get like ugly.
And what is your favorite kind of tamale and why? What's your favorite filling?
Chicken and cheese.
Chicken and cheese.
So good.
And what's the most unusual tamale filling you've ever seen?
Oh my god, there was one, but I don't remember.
Oh yeah, whenever we get, because whenever we did the fundraiser, we would do like an order sheet and people could order from there, and it had the list of the tamales that they offered. There was one that was like, what the heck, who would buy this? I don't remember what it was, the filling.
Yeah, but it was weird. I don't remember what it was. I just know it was weird.
Yeah, I mean, there's tamales de mole, there's sweet tamales, there's all type of guisados. So I think tamales are very varied food.
I feel like if it was sweet, though, I would think it would be weird. Because
I've never had sweet tamales.
I've never associated tamales with being sweet.
There's like fresas, there's elote, there's a bunch. Elote is really good though.
What?
I can see but I think that's all I have for you guys today. And with that, we're concluding our interview. Is there anything you guys would like to add to this interview? Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No.
What's your favorite, what we already said, like, what's your favorite sauce to pair them with? Or do you have like salsa verde, salsa roja? Crema. No.
I like a plain.
Cheese and plain. Yeah. And like an item with cream cheese if it doesn't already have it.
Well, then I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.